Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Have you ever had that feeling that your life was headed in the wrong direction? And if you're lucky, you've been able to catch yourself early so that you could make the right course correction for yourself. But one of the thoughts is that the best offense is a strong defense. And if you could manage your exposure to that which doesn't serve you, then your life would be easier. Things would flow better and just things would work out better for you in the end. And so one of those things that clearly doesn't serve you is massive amounts of media exposure. And that's really what I want to talk about today. If you're one of those people that watches CNN, it's on in the background all day, or you watch it for hours and hours a day. You just sit in front of the TV and watch CNN. It can't be good for you. And here's what I mean. If you think about what CNN is doing, and I've mentioned this before, they're looking at the worst atrocities that are happening on the planet. People like to see train wrecks. I don't know why, but they do. Maybe it's human nature, but they focus on the worst stuff because that's what gets viewers, and they just plaster it on the television 24/7. You know, if you go back 40 years ago, the news was on, but it was 15 minutes in the evening, and that was it. And they told you what was going on in 15 minutes. For some reason now, we think we need this every second of every day, and we need to be blasted with all this horrible stuff that's going on around the world. And then over and over and over again, repeating that loop so that it just sinks in further and further. And in the end, you probably end up feeling worse and worse as you go. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can absolutely positively keep up what's going on in the world without being completely absorbed by it. And if you think it's just on in the background and you're not paying attention to it, well, you're wrong. It is affecting your subconscious mind. And the worst part is if you put it on while you're sleeping, that is definitely soaking into your subconscious mind. So the worst thing you can possibly do is put the news on right before you go to bed. And keeping it on while you're sleeping just adds to that whole equation. Here's the reality. Something big happens, I promise you somebody will let you know about it. You don't have to witness it when it's breaking news. If you find out a half hour later or an hour later, that's probably okay because in the end, there's probably nothing you can do about it anyway. So just keep that in mind. And the point is just limit your exposure to media. So if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator Daily, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would just ask for the opportunity to be that person for you. And in doing that, just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and just get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can limit your exposure to negative people. For today, I'd like you to think about the amount of media exposure you have on a daily basis. And if it's more than a half hour or 45 minutes a day, I would think about a way that you might be able to limit that exposure. Remember, if something happens, you'll find out about it. You don't need to have it in front of you 24/7.